the Lord.
侍奉主是有什么必要的条件?
That's very important for us to know.
这个是我们一个非常重要的需要知道的事。
And very often, we think that to serve the Lord, we look at it like some, like qualifying for some earthly service.
我们常是把侍奉主的条件，把这个世界的做事的条件放在上面。
For example, if you want to be a chemistry teacher, you go and study chemistry in a university.
好像你要做化学教员，你必须是大学里的化学系毕业。
And therefore, people have thought, if we want to teach the word of God, we must go to a Bible school.
好像你要教导人神的话语，你必须进圣经学院。
But there's a lot of difference between being a chemistry teacher and a servant of the Lord.
但是一个做化学教员的跟做主的工人是有大有分别。In
the world, we increase in knowledge with the use of our mind.
在世界里，我们是常常用我们的头脑来增加知识。But
when it comes to the Word of God, it's not our mind that is most important.
但是对于主的话语，倒不是我们这个头脑倒不是十分重要。It's
our spiritual condition.
乃是我们属灵的条件最重要。Jesus
said in Matthew 11:25.
主耶稣在马太11:25说。
Matthew 11:25.
马太福音11:25.
Jesus said, I praise thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and revealed them to babes.
那是耶稣说，父啊，天地主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就隐藏起来。
And that's one very wonderful thing about the Word of God. That is the only book in the world which you can't understand with human cleverness. There's no other book in the world like that. If you're clever, you can understand books on every subject, but not the Word of God.
And here's
the mistake that so many Christians make. They don't realize what Jesus said here. Jesus used the word here which is not used in the academic university world.
基督所用的话语并不是大学里所讲的话语。
That is the word revelation. You revealed it to babes.
主耶稣所说的话就是一种的启示。
Now, in academic study, you don't need revelation.
在你大学念书啊，你不需要。
You don't need the Holy Spirit to study physics or chemistry. And there is no connection between your life and what you study in the world. For example, you can live a very immoral life and be a first-class teacher of chemistry.
有一个很不道德的生活，但是你可以做一个一等的化学教员。But
we cannot serve God with the anointing of the Holy Spirit if we are living an immoral life.
如果说我们过一个很不道德的生活，我们就不能够得到圣灵的膏油膏我们身上。
Now Jesus said, revelation is given by the Father to babes.
主耶稣说这个圣灵的启示啊，乃是给婴孩们。
That is to take that position of humility and dependence that a baby has.
就必须要像婴孩那样的谦卑，那样的依靠神。
So, when we come to the Word of God, that is the most important requirement in order to understand it.
当我们来念神的话，这个就是我们最重要的条件。
In Matthew 16, we read,
在马太16章我们念到
Jesus asked his disciples in verse 13, Who do people say that I am?
耶稣问他的门徒说人说我是什么
Verse 13, And they said in verse 14, Some are saying John the Baptist, Some say Elijah, some Jeremiah, etc.
他们说有人说是施洗的约翰有人说是以利亚有人说
And then he asked them, But who do you say that I am?
那么耶稣问他门徒说你们说我是谁
And Simon Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
西门彼得说你就是神的基督
And Jesus said, You are blessed. And again he used that word, revelation. This was revealed to you.
耶稣说你是有福的因为这不是属血肉的启示你们指示你们这个是这里圣经是说是乃是我在天上的父所指示
he said,
就启示的意思
When he said flesh and blood did not reveal this to you what he meant is that human cleverness has not made you understand this
他说不是血肉之躯所指示你的就是说人用血肉没有办法来明白神的话
Peter was not a Bible scholar
彼得不是一个圣经学者
The Bible scholars were all in the religious schools in Jerusalem
这些圣经学者乃在耶路撒冷那些圣经学校里面
But they could not understand who Jesus was
但是他们就不懂耶稣是谁
Even though they had the Bible
虽然他们有圣经
The whole Old Testament
完全是旧约的圣经
And they spent years studying it
他们用了好多年来念那个圣经
We can say that Bible knowledge they had more than Peter
我们说他们对这个旧约圣经的知识啊比彼得多得多了
But they had no revelation
但是他们没有启示
Because they did not have the attitude of a babe in coming to the Word of God
但是因为他们不像那个婴孩那样的态度来念神的话语
Peter
彼得不就波澜了
came with that attitude and he got revelation
他用这个婴孩的态度他就得着神的启示
Why is it that when Jesus chose 12 apostles he never chose even one of them from a Bible school
为什么主耶稣拣选十二个使徒的时候没有拣选一个从圣经学校里头
That's a very interesting question to answer.
这是很有趣的问题。
We say Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
我们说耶稣基督昨天、今天、到一直到永远都是一样的。
Supposing he came in 1984 and he chose 12 apostles.
若是他1984年来拣选使徒们。
If he is the same yesterday, today and forever, he won't go to the Bible schools even today.
若是他昨日今日到永远都是一样的他就不会到圣经学校里就拣使徒们
That's difficult for some people to receive but it is the truth
这一个真理啊好多人很难接受但是事实实在是如此
This head knowledge is not what qualifies us to be a servant of the Lord
这个头脑的知识不能叫我们成为这个神的奴仆的一种的资格
Even if it is to teach a Sunday school class
甚至于教圣经班在这个主日学教圣经班你都没有这个资格
I can sit and study a lot of books and fill my head with knowledge
我可以坐在家里念了好多书我头脑充满了知识
And then come to the class and vomit out all that knowledge before all the people
班上我们就把这所念的书都吐出来了
But it's only from my head
但是这个是从你头脑里来的
And it goes to their head But Jesus never spoke like that. He studied the scriptures.
他念圣经,
but if he spoke from his heart,
但是他从他心里讲,
and when you, speak from the, when you speak from the heart, it goes to people's heart.
他从心里讲出来的话,
and what is the purpose of our serving people with the Word of God?
我们用神的话语来服侍众人, 这个目的在哪里?
Now, our human personality has got three parts.
我们这个人的本人的资格是有分三个部分。
That is our mind,
我们的头脑,
and our emotions,
我们的感情,
and our will,
我们的意志。
And when we speak the word of God, it must touch all these three.
当我们讲神的话语的时候, 必须要达到人这三部分,
then only we have reached the full personality.
那么我们才能够进到整个人的里头去。
Now if I share the word of God in such a way that a person's mind is instructed,
若是一个人的, 我们讲神的话语, 直达到人的意志里头,
that's good.
这是好,
but it's not enough.
但是不够。
And then what happens? There are other people who react against this type of dry intellectualism.
那么别人呢, 对于这一种干枯没有味道的这种,
and
知识, 他怎么的反应呢?
In their reaction against intellectualism, they go to the other extreme of emotionalism.
那么这个是, 他对于这种头脑知识有一种的反应, 后来呢, 还有一种人呢, 他是对于这个, 感情有作用。
They say this intellectual study is not spiritual.
他说这个头脑一干枯的知识啊，这个不是属灵。
So when they have their meetings, it's with about 40, 50 hallelujahs and amens in the middle and a lot of excitement up in the pulpit, and they think that is spirituality.
所以他们就另一种用感情的方法了，讲一次到了几十个 hallelujah。
Now, I'm not against that if somebody wants to do it.
若是有人这样做，我并没有反对。
All I'm saying is that's not spirituality.
但是我告诉你，这个并不是属灵。
Spirituality is when the will is yielded and a person obeys what he has heard.
就是人用他的意志来顺服神所讲的话，这个才叫属灵。
So when we speak in such a way just to instruct the mind, we're not going to make people spiritual.
若是我们只叫人家头脑增加知识啊, 这个并不是属灵。
And then you react against that and just stir up people emotionally, still you don't make people spiritual.
若是你用使用人的感情把他的感情来激动啊,
but when,
这个还不是属灵。
But when that third part of our personality, the will, is yielded to obey God's word, then only have we brought people to spirituality.
若是我们用我们的意志来顺服神的话, 你才进入属灵的境界里头去。
You know the story of the man who built on sand and the man who built on rock?
你知道人在沙土上建造, 和在磐石上建造的分别吗?
I used to think always that these two people built in two different areas, one sandy area, one rocky area.
我想这两帮人大概是有两, 两种不同的地方来建造咯。
But once when I read Luke chapter 6 verse 48 more carefully,
但是我们念到路加第六章48节的时候呢,
Luke 6:48, it's amazing how many things we miss when we don't read the word of God carefully.
你看我们没有仔细念神的话, 我们就失掉好的东西。
I saw that this wise man dug deep and laid his foundation on a rock.
你看这个有智慧的人呐，他就挖挖得很深呐，就把他的根基建造在磐石上。
But the other man, the foolish man, did not dig deep.
但是还有一个人呢，没有挖得够深。
So they were both building next door to each other on the same area.
也许他们两间房子啊，大家都是邻居。
The top surface was sand, rock was very much at the bottom.
上面这一层是沙土来的。
The
这个磐石是在下面。
The foolish man just had a superficial foundation, just scooped out the sand and laid a foundation.
那么这个傻瓜就把这个就这样在沙土上去建造他的房子。
And the wise man, he went all the way down through the sand, through the sand, through the sand, till he hit rock.
但是那个有智慧的人呢，他挖挖挖到他到磐石上。
And then blasted the rock and laid his foundation there.
就把这个磐石来炸了一下。
Now we can
放置根基。
We can apply this to what I just said.
这就是我刚才所讲的。
When I speak the word of God to people, I'm trying to lay a foundation in their life.
我讲神的话的时候，也盼望神的话在他生命里头长了根基。
And if I only instruct the mind with correct doctrine, I'm still on sand.
若是我只能够叫你的头脑得到一些的知识，我还是建造在沙土上。
If I stir his emotions,I'm still on sand.
若是我激动你的情绪，我还是建造在沙土上。
What must I do?
那么我做什么
？I don't have to ignore the mind and the emotions.
我并不是说你这个意志或感情是不需要的。
Because God created them.
因为神创造这个人这样。
So I want to use the mind.
我要用人的意志。
I want to use the emotions.
我要用人的感情。
In other words, I want to go through the sand.
我要挖到沙土下面
through the mind
经过人的头脑
through the emotions
经过人的感情
but I don't stop there
但是我不停在那里
I go all the way till I hit rock
我要挖到更深到磐石上面
that means my aim is to get these people to obey the word of God
我的目的就是要大家来顺服神的话。
That is building on the rock.
这个就是建造在磐石上。
Because Jesus said that in verse 47.
因为这个耶稣路加六章47节就说
The wise man is the one who hears the word and obeys it.
这个聪明人就是他听了神的话他去顺服。
What about the foolish man?
去行。那么这个傻瓜怎么样
Verse 49, the foolish man also heard.
这个傻瓜在49节是说听见就不去行。
And I'm sure he understood it.
我相信他懂了。
He may have been excited about it.
也许他感情也冲动起来。
But he didn't obey it.
但是他没有去实行。
And it's possible to sit in a meeting.
可能坐在聚会中间。
And to really understand everything that's said.
他真正懂了，但人家讲什么他懂。
And in the meeting to be emotionally stirred when we hear the word of God，
在聚会当中，也许他感情也很冲动。
And I think I'm spiritual，
他想他自己属灵吗
？It is a terrific deception，
这一个是一个最大的欺骗。
The question is how much have I obeyed？
问题就是说你遵行了多少
？That's the meaning of this parable。
这个就是主耶稣所讲的。
And so Jesus said that obedience is the mark of true spirituality.
所以主耶稣说，遵行、遵命、顺服才是属灵的真正的表现。
Now, in Christendom, very often we see assemblies that emphasize intellectual study of the word.
有的时候我们看见这个，好多人是用头脑来念圣经。
And there are other assemblies which don't have much study of the word, it's all emotional excitement.
有一些聚会里头呢，他们就不大注重念圣经，但是很多的感情激动。
Both these assemblies are building on sand.
这些聚会都是建造在沙土上面。
It's only an assembly where obedience to God's word is stressed that you can build on the rock.
只有呢，就在挖到沙土下面在磐石上建造才算数。
We have to teach people how to do the commandments.
我们需要教训人怎样遵行神的诫命。
If, for example, I've spoken to a group of young people for a number of years,
若是我对一般的少年人讲了好多年
，And after all this time, not even one of them has come to victory in his thought life.
到了好多年之后呢，这一帮人没有一个在他的生命上是过得胜的生活。
That they have not come to obedience, that they are never to lust in their mind.
他没有顺服神，在思想里头犯罪。
Then what have I done all these years with them?
那么我这么多年所做的工作怎么样？
I have given them so much knowledge.
我给他们这样多的知识。
I taught them about prophecy.
我告诉他们，哦，这个先知的讲这个预言是怎么解释。
About the rapture and the second coming of Christ.
哦，讲到这个圣徒被接到上面去，那么耶稣再来的真理都讲得很好。
About the tabernacle.
讲到会幕的真理。
And the New Testament pattern of the church.
讲到这个新约里面这个教会是怎么样的。
Yet their inner life is still dirty.
但是在他们的生命里还是那么肮脏。
They're still quarreling and backbiting against each other.
彼此还是相争，彼此还是批评别人。
There I can see before my eyes that I have only laid my foundation on sand with them.
那么我就说我的工作都是建造在沙土上面。
In the Old Testament, the Lord told Saul through Samuel,
在旧约里头对主借着这个撒母耳告诉扫罗王。
In 1 Samuel 15:22,
撒母耳上记十五章
15:22, 15:22. In the middle of that verse, it says, "To obey is better than sacrifice."
他说听命胜于献祭。
Sometimes we can do this.
许多时候我们能够做到这一步。
That because I have been disobedient to God in some area in my life.
我在神的话语上我有一些地方我不顺服。
I try to make up for that by sacrificing something to the Lord.
我就想我能够补上这个，就是奉献给 一些东西给神。
There was a man in India,
有一个人在印度，
who he was a nominal Christian.
他是一个挂名的基督徒。
And he made a lot of money in business by a lot of cheating and deception.
他在做生意的时候欺骗欺骗东欺骗西啊，赚了好多的钱。
And to clear his guilty conscience, he used some of the profits to build a church building for the Lord.
他为了贿赂他的良心呢，他就用他的钱来建造一间礼拜堂。
You see, this is a principle that we find in the race of Adam.
这个亚当种类啊，他们就用这个方法来。
We do something wrong in our life.
我们在生活上做错了事情。
And then to make up for that, we may give some extra service to the Lord or some extra money to the Lord or extra time to the Lord.
那么我们就好了，就要补上这个错误了，就是特别奉献的更多一点啊，做为主多做一点事，想补上他的错误。
And we try to atone for our sin by some form of sacrifice that we make for the Lord.
我们想来赎我们的罪，就是用更多的奉献。
And that's where this word must come to our heart.
所以这一个撒母耳上十五章二十二节就到我们的。
Obey
就是告诉你。
Obey is better than sacrifice.
听命胜于献祭。
The Lord doesn't want your sacrifice first. He wants your obedience.
主并不需要你来献祭，主需要你就是要你听命，听他的命令。
There's a very beautiful verse in 2 Corinthians 8 which tells us how the Macedonians gave money to the Lord.
哥林多后书第八章，马其顿人怎样给神钱。
This is the church, about the church in Philippi.
这个腓立比的教会是怎样的。
Before they gave their money,
他没有奉献之前，
it says in 2 Corinthians 8:5, they first gave themselves to the Lord.
主在哥林多后书八章五节说，你先要把自己奉献给神。
And if a person doesn't first give himself to the Lord, his money is not of much value.
人若没有将自己先奉献上给神，他献上的钱 没有什么价值。
Now, the same principle applies in our serving the Lord.
这个对于我们服侍神也同样的一个原则。
To give ourselves for some type of service in the church is like giving money.
哦，给我们在教会当中做一点事情，这个等于人家献出好多钱一样。
Here I offer myself to serve in this particular way.
现在我把自己啊，奉献给教会来做相当什么事情。
That's good.
这是好。
But that can never be a substitute for obedience in your private life.
但是这一个不能够拿来代替在你私生活里头的奉的遵命听神的话。
It's only if I've given myself to the Lord first.
要将我们自己先献给神。
That I can serve Him.
然后我们才侍奉。
That means in my whole inner being, I offered myself completely to Him.
就是我们整个的自己都要奉献给神。
When Paul wrote to Timothy,
当神写提摩太的时候，
we read in 1 Timothy 4,
哥林多前书第四章。Oh, 不是提摩太前书第四章
1 Timothy 4, 16,
16节。提摩太前书四章十六节。
He says, pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching.
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
Just look at that verse closely.
我们仔细念这一节圣经啊。
What comes first?
什么先来啊？
Not your teaching.
不是你的教训。
Yourself.
你自己。
Pay close attention to your own walk with the Lord and your life.
你必须要谨慎与神同行，你的生活怎么样？
And then your teaching also.
然后才教训。
But it is very easy to prepare a sermon for a Sunday school meeting and not to take care of my own personal walk with the Lord.
所以我们很仔细地来预备主日学要讲什么。但是我们本身的生活却没有谨慎。
And then I become like the religious scribes in Jesus' day who just taught the word but their life was something quite different.
就是像 主耶稣的时候那一些专门教圣经的人他的生活却与这个相反。
Do you know that it is possible to preach correct doctrine and yet to live sinful life.
你知道人 可能讲一个很纯正的道理但是过一个 罪恶的生活。
But it says here, if you do this, first take care of your life and then your teaching.
若是你谨先谨慎自己然后才教。
And you persevere in these things.
你在这个事情里头专心。
See, we can say that life and teaching are like our two legs.
你可以说这个教训跟我们的生活是两样的事情啊。
And when a baby is born, those two legs are the same length, same size.
若是一个小孩他生下来的时候，两条腿都是一样长的。
Now imagine if as the baby grew up, one leg started growing long, and the other one was just the same size.
若是这个婴孩啊，他长大的时候，一个腿照正常长大，那个腿呢？很短。
It would be impossible for that child to walk.
这一个小孩就不能走路了。
But that's what's happening in a lot of Christianity today.
这个就今天在基督教会里头很多就这样的。
This knowledge leg is almost 10 feet long with some people.
有的他知识这一条腿差不多有四次这么长。
But their spiritual life leg is about 1 foot.
但是他的属灵的生活才
And
there, 才一次。
10 feet and 1 foot.
所以一条腿是一尺，一条腿是十尺。
Imbalance there.
这里就不能平衡了。
That's why Paul says, take heed to both.
所以保罗说，这两方面都得注重。
And、persevere in both.
你必须殷勤地去做。
That means, let both your legs grow equally.
让你这两条腿呀、同样的长大。
And if you let both your legs grow equally,
若是你将这两条腿照 同样的长大
，there is a result.
就结果怎么样呢
？You will ensure salvation first for yourself, and then for those who hear you.
你就能救自己，也能救听你的人。
What does that verse mean?
还需要救恩吗？
According to this verse, Timothy, the wonderful servant of God, also needed salvation.
照这一节圣经来讲，这个神重用的一个仆人也需要救恩。
And the believers who listened to him also needed salvation.
所有听他的人也需要救恩。
Now the trouble is that today, among a lot of Christians, salvation has got a very small meaning.
可惜好多人把救恩看作很狭窄的。
We can say, I've already got salvation.
你可以说我已经得了救恩。
But only one part of it.
但是这个不过是你救恩的一部分。
I've got salvation from the penalty of sin.
我得到赦罪的救恩。
That through faith in Christ,
就是、
the wrath of God has passed away from me.
所以这个就是信主耶稣你就得着这个。
But there is another salvation that I still need to experience now.
但是还有救恩的其他部分我们现在需要来经历的。
That is salvation from the power of sin.
就是从罪恶的势力里头得救。
This is where we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个地方需要。主神给我们圣灵的能力。
Salvation has got three tenses, past, present, and future.
救恩有三个这个过去、现在和将来三种不同。
From the penalty of sin.
这个罪恶的刑罚。
That's in the past.
这是主耶稣替我们还了。
From the power of sin, that's now.
救我们脱离罪恶的势力，这现在。
And when Jesus comes from the presence of sin.
当主耶稣再来的时候，就救我们脱离所有的罪。
The past is finished.
过去就完了，已经过了。
The future is yet to come.
这个将来的还主耶稣来的时候才实现。
But the salvation in the present tense is what I must experience now.
这个现实的救恩就是我们现在就要经历的。
And I cannot experience it if I don't pay close attention to myself.And my teachings.
我们不能够经历这样的救恩，除非我们自己要小心自己和我们的教训。
I won't bring others to salvation.
我们不能够叫别人得到这一种现实的救恩。
I won't experience it myself.
而是我自己没有经历过这个。
You know, we cannot raise other people higher than the level of our own life.
我们不能够叫别人比我们所讲的，我们本人生活还要高一点。
In India, we have
在印度
we have a lot of shortage of water in the cities.
有好多地方没有水。
So every building needs to have a water tank on top.
所以每一个建筑上面必须有一个水
store water to supply water for the house.
这个水槽能够保存有水，在家里也有水。
But you cannot put a tap at a higher level than that water tank. The water won't come.
但是这个水槽啊，你的水管不能高过这个屋顶的那个水槽。
Every tap in that house must be at a lower level than that water tank.
所以每一个家里的水管啊，都不能够比屋顶那个水槽还要高。
If you put it at a higher level, the water won't go there.
因为你若是把水喉放在这个 水槽以上，水
就
不会到。
So it is in our life.
这个就是我们生命里头的比喻。
I cannot, just like the water cannot go above its own level, I cannot lift other people above the level of my life.
让我们所有水管不能够高过水槽，我们也不能够帮助别人。他的灵性比我们所讲，我们自己的更高。
And the quality of life of the people you are teaching will depend on your quality of life.
你教训别人，他必须凭着你本身的经历，本身的那个属灵的程度。
Just like children look like their parents.
好像小孩像他的爸爸妈妈。
The color of their skin, the features in their face.
这个皮肤的颜色，这个面貌。
And so,Spiritual children also look like their spiritual parents.
这个属灵的儿女也是像他的属灵的爸爸妈妈。
Sometimes even the diseases in the blood are transmitted to the children, even though we can't see it.
就是血里头哪一个遗传的那个毒啊，就能够传到 儿女们的身上，虽然我们眼睛看不见。
If I as a leader am the intellectual type, I'll produce a whole lot of intellectual type of children.
若是我们只是头脑的知识，那么我们所生的儿女都是一些头脑知识的。
If I as a leader am the emotional type, I'll produce a whole lot of emotional type of children.
若是我们注重这个感情的激动，那么我们这些儿女们都是这一些感情作用的人。
But if I am the obedience type, I'll produce obedience type of children.
若是我们是遵行神的命令的人，我们这一些儿女们都遵行神的命令。
It all depends on my life.
这一个完全是这个领袖的生命。
My personal walk with the Lord.
我们本身与神同行。
So brothers and sisters, don't think it is an easy thing to serve the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，侍奉主不是容易的事。
There is so much of shallow, superficial serving the Lord in the world today.
现在在世界上好多侍奉主啊，都是表面上的。
Where there's no revelation of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的启示。
Where there is no inner walk with God in the lives of those who minister the word.
在讲传道人的身上没有一个与神同行的经历。
And for the lack of revelation and the lack of spiritual life, they are trying to make up by study.
所以他们因为没有遵行神的话，没有属灵的生命，他们就想说：好了，我们今天神去了。
I don't have a walk with the Lord.
我有时候没有与神同行。
I don't have the revelation of the Holy Spirit when I read the word.
没有圣灵的启示。
And I have to teach.
那么我还要教训别人。
What will I do?
那么怎么办？
I will study such a lot of books and I will produce something to teach.
我就念好多的书，就是来预备讲道。
There's something I read many years ago in a book of Watchman Nee's.
尼特森弟兄的书，我多年前念过的时候。
Somebody asked him, how long does it take to prepare a good sermon?
有人问尼特森弟兄，要讲一篇好道理，要用多少时间来预备？
He said 10 years.
他说10年。
A really good one, 20 years.
真好的，讲得真好的，要20年。
Do you understand that?
你懂不懂啊？
It's not just a question of getting a whole lot of books and commentaries and concordances and producing something in 2-3 hours.
并不是说用两三点钟把好多属灵的书、圣经解释的书来预备一篇。
It's a life that we have to give.
就是我们的生活在神的面前。
When Jesus spoke about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in John chapter 7,
约翰第七章讲到这个圣灵的工作，
verse 37 to 39,
37, 39,
John 7,
37
to 39,
约翰第七章，
here, there's a phrase here which we are very familiar with.
这里 有一句接圣经
in verse 38, rivers of living water.
这个活水的泉源。
This he spoke about the Holy Spirit.
这一个他是讲到。
But there's a very important phrase, another important phrase in verse 38.
38节讲到这个讲到圣灵说的，
and that is this,
活水的江河讲到圣灵说的，
where do the rivers of living water flow from?
这个活水的江河从哪里流出来的？
What does it say there?
那讲到什么？
From the innermost being.
是从里头流出来的活水江河。
That is true service.
这个才是真正的侍奉神。
I don't know whether you have hand pumps in Singapore where you have to pump the water up from a well by pumping it with a hand.
我们不知道你新加坡有没有用手来泵水的，从这个井里头把水泵出来的。We
have that in India, a number of places where there's shortage of water.
在印度没有水的地方，用手的抽水机抽出来的。You
have to pump it.
你必须用手来。
And then a little bit of water trickles out through a little tap.
那么有一些水就从这个抽水机里头流出来。
A lot of people's Christian service is like that.
好多 基督徒的侍奉就像这个抽水机一样。
You've got to get somebody to pump them.
你要很多人用力来抽水啊。
And you get some clever preacher to pump them in a message in a meeting, and then a little bit of service will trickle out of them.
很好的传道人必须要用力把它来抽水，那么你抽一点，那个人才流一点水。
After some time, it dries up again.
等一下又没有了。
And then get somebody else to again pump it up.And again, a little bit trickles out.
又来听一个好的讲道人，又来抽一点水，他也流一点水出来，等一下又没有了。
That's not the way God intended it.
这个不是神的方法。
He said, this is like a spring, which doesn't need any pump. It's just a natural force that comes out and it flows automatically.
耶稣说，听主的话的人，从他肚子里流出活水的江河。
But that can only happen if there is an inner life in me.
这一个就是基督徒里头的那一个生命。
And only that water that flows out from that inner life is of any value.
这一个从里头流出来的活水江河才是有价值的。
It's like when you fill a cup, after some time the cup begins to overflow.
好像你这个注水在一个杯子里，那个杯子里注到满的时候它就流满
了。That is true.That is true service.
这一个是真正的。
David said in Psalm 23, "My cup overflows."
这个大卫在诗篇二十三篇讲，我的福杯满溢。
And when God fills my life,
当神用活水来浇灌我们的时候，
there's an inner life that has come up in me.
这个里头流出活水的江。
Because I have taken up the cross in the different situations of life.
因为我在生命里头，我背了十字架。
This water gushes out.
活水就流出来。
You know that beautiful Old Testament picture of Moses smiting the rock.
你知道这个在摩西啊，在旧约里头啊，他打那个磐石。
There were 2 million people in that camp.
在那里有200万人这么多。
600,000 men, many women and children.
步行的有60万，还有呢，妇女孩子们算在一起超200万。
That's something like the population of Singapore.
这个等于新加坡人口的数目，你知道吗？
Out there in the wilderness.
在旷野里头。
And they didn't have these multi-story flats; they were just spread out all over.
他没有这个高楼大厦，他都是整个遍布在旷野里头。
You can imagine what a huge area they occupied. These 2 million people.
你能够想一下，在旷野里这200万人呢、啊，他住的地方多么大
？And you can imagine how much water those people needed.
你就想一想看，他们需要多少水
？I'll tell you.
我告诉你。
Many rivers had to flow in that desert.To meet the need of 2 million people's thirst.
需要许多条的河留在旷野里才能够供应他们的水。
That is a picture of these rivers of living water.
这一个就是活水江河的一个景象。
In fact, as I've studied the Old Testament, it's the only place where I see so many rivers of living water.
这个我念旧约里看见，哇，有这样多的活水江河。
Even in Ezekiel 47, you see only one river.
这个以西结47,
yeah.
以西结47章里头，你看见。
But in Exodus
神的殿里流出哪一条活水
？But Exodus 17, there must have been many rivers flowing in different directions from that rock.
这个以西结是一条活水江河，但是这个磐石里头一流出来的水。
So this script, this word of God which Jesus spoke must have some connection with that Old Testament, Exodus 17.
所以这个出埃及17章里头，这个一定彼此有关系。
Because Jesus said, the scripture has said, from his innermost being, rivers of living water will flow.
因为主耶稣说，因为要人要从里头流出活水的江河，就像旧约里说的。
And when you read the Old Testament, there is no verse like that in the Old Testament.
你去旧约里找，没有啊。
But there is this instance.
但是在那里。
This incident.
有一件事情。
And there we can learn something.
在那里，我们学到。
There has to be a smiting of the rock. before the waters can flow.
这个必须磐石必须击打才能够流出活水来。
That first happened in Christ when he was smitten and the Spirit was poured out.
这个在主耶稣的生命里头就
Now,
表现出来他必须先受击打。
Now that has to happen again in me.
然后流出活水。这一些事情啊必须也在我身上。
And I need to experience what Paul said of, I am now crucified with Christ.
我们必须经历说我自己已经与主耶稣同钉十字架。
That something inside me has to be smitten.
在里头我里头有一些东西必须被神击打。
For example, my pride in my cleverness.
我的聪明我的骄傲。
If that is not smitten,
若是 不被神击打
rivers of living water cannot flow through me.
活水江河就不能从我里头流出来。
I can impress people with my cleverness, but rivers of living water will not flow.
我可以用我的智慧小使人得到很好的印象，但是活水江河没有流出来。
Inwardly, in the different situations of life, if I learn to die,That's the secret of the rivers always flowing through my life.
若是我们里头的生命，我自己的生命与主同死，这个活水降火才能够从里头流出来。
But if I don't die,
若是我不死
to myself in the different situations of life,
对自己死，就任何光景对自己死
then I need this hand pump.
那么我就需要一个抽水机来抽了。
Because nothing is flowing out from me.
因为没有东西流出来嘛，要人家抽水。
I'm not willing to be smitten.
因为我自己不要给神击打。
But I still want to serve.
但是我还要做神的工作。
And I want to show other people that I'm serving.
啊，我要给人知道我现在在侍奉神呐。
And I pump out these little trickles of water.
好了，要用抽水机来抽了，抽了，抽了。
And I can satisfy myself if I like that.
啊，我自己觉得很满意。
But I just want to say that's not the type of service Jesus was speaking about.
这一个不是耶稣所要的，你这样的侍奉。
You see, the service that the Lord produces in us is never a strain.
主耶稣要我们侍奉，不是要我们出尽我们的力量。
Why is it serving the Lord is such a strain for some people?
啊，好多人侍奉主啊，哇呀，不得了啊！出尽了好多力量。
Even in the animal creation, you see, for example,
我们看见这个，动物也是这样。
A mother dog, it's not a strain for it to look after the little puppies that are born.
啊，这个母狗啊，要看顾这个小狗的时候。
It protects it and takes care of it, takes care of them and feeds them.
要用尽所有的力量去。喂养他们，要保护他们。
Nobody has to exhort that mother dog to come and look after your puppies.
哎，没有人去教训说，哎，你要好好看顾你的小狗。
And likewise, any true mother or father.
每一个真正做父母的人都是如此。
Look at all the mothers and fathers in Singapore working so hard to care for their families.
你父母都是很努力去做工来自然地喂养你的儿子。
That's what many of us are doing for our children.
这就是我们做父母的人为我们儿女来服务。
We sacrifice, we joyfully go work hard to provide for our children.
我们很努力去做工，很乐意的是侍奉我们的儿女，看顾我们的儿女。
Why is it that when it comes to the Lord's work, we don't have that same attitude?
为什么我们对神的工作没有同样的态度？
I'll tell you.
我告诉你。
Because our family is ours.
因为我们养这样甘心来养育我的儿女，是因为这是你的自己的家庭嘛。
But we don't think of the Lord's work as ours.
我们没有把神的工作当作自己的。
We think that is like some business. All right, I volunteer my service there for a little while.
好像你看做神的工作，好像做生意，我来自动来奉献一点，来做。
And even if they don't pay me, at least they should be very grateful to me that I've given them one or two hours of my very precious time.
虽然他不给我工钱嘛，好了，他们应该感恩呢。我们是用了一两点钟来侍奉。
But I never think like that if I give one or two of my precious hours of my precious time to my family.
但是我们对自己的儿女们倒不是这样。
That teaches us that we need to have a fundamentally different approach. to the work of the Lord.
所以对神的工作，我们必须有基本上有一个态度的改变。
If I am really the bride of Christ,
若是我们真正是基督的心腹
His work is my work.
他的工作就是我的。
Like Eve was given as a helper to Adam, God has given me as a helper to Jesus Christ.
好像夏娃是亚当的助手帮助的人，我们也就是。
And a true bride does not ask for pay or gratitude or anything. She's glad to serve her husband.
这个真正的心腹，基督的心腹是甘心乐意的来侍奉她的丈夫，并不求什么报酬。
And so we see the root of the problem is that we have lost that simplicity of devotion to Jesus Christ.
就是我们今天就是少了这个单纯的为着主的那一个信心。
We can look at 2 Corinthians 11.
这个哥林多后书11章。
2 Corinthians 11:3.
第三节
I'm afraid, like the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your mind should be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:3.
这个林后十一章第三节
Here it speaks of a devotion to Jesus Christ.
我怕你们失去那一个为基督所存的那个纯一的信心
Yeah, and that is
清洁的心
And it is that devotion to Christ which the devil can take away from us
怕这个就是魔鬼能够把你这个纯一的爱心把它
And then our service becomes dry
那么我们侍奉主觉得是很枯干无味没有味道
I want to turn to Romans 12:1 also
我请你来再念罗马十二章第一节。
Perhaps we could conclude with this verse.
我们用这一节圣经来结束我们的。
In view of all that God has done for us, what should we give to Him?
神为我们做了这么多，我们该对神怎么样
？Some people say money.
有人说
，That's not.
给你钱啊
？That's not true.
哎，这个不对。
Some people say our service.
有人说给我们很多的东西。
That means I must go give out tracts or take some responsibility in the church or something like that.
那么我必须要分福音单张了，或者是对神的工作有贡献。
That's not what he says here.
并不是这个，这一节圣经并不那么讲。
He says, in view of the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice to Him.
他说。因着神的慈悲，劝你们将身体献上，当作活的祭。
He says, "This is your really spiritual service."
这一个才是真正属灵的侍奉。
So according to this verse, what is a spiritual service?
什么叫做属灵的侍奉
？It's not giving out tracts and teaching the Bible.
并不是分福音单张，或者是教导圣经。
There is a place for that, but it is second.
这个是有它的地位，但是这是次要的。
Visiting hospitals, preaching the gospel in prisons, it's all good.
去医院传福音，去这个监狱里传福音，这个都是好事。
Taking a responsibility in the church is good.
在教会里负责，这是好的事。
But all valueless if I don't start here.
若是我们起手，不从这里起手、啊、
I have to,
这一切做的都成空了。
I have to hand over.All rights to my body to God.
我们必须将身体献上，让神完全地管理我们。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
It means that I say, Lord, I have used my eyes for many things that I wanted to see in the past, but no longer.
主啊，我的眼睛看了好多东西，以往的看了好多东西，现在不是这样。
You know, in the Old Testament, they had a thing called a burnt offering.
你知道叫这个旧约里头这个燔祭是什么
？You read about it in Leviticus 1.
在利未记第一章就念到。
There's one thing you see there that if a man brought a bullock,
当把人把牛一个牛公牛献上
，He couldn't put the whole bullock on the altar.
他不能把整只牛放在这个祭坛上
，Cut in pieces.
要把它 割成一块一块。
And then every piece put on the altar.
每一块都放在祭坛上烧掉。
Now, it's the same thing here.
同样。
I can say, Lord, I give my body to God.
主啊，我将身体献上给你。
But I don't understand what I mean.
但是我倒没有想到这个活祭什么意思。
I have to put it on the altar piece by piece.
我必须每一块都放在。
And let me start with my eyes.
祭坛上，先从我们的眼睛起。
Lord, this is on the altar now.
那现在我们这个眼睛放在祭坛上。
For so many years, I read what I liked, I looked at what I liked.
好多年，我要念什么就念什么，要看什么。
Now onwards,
从此之后
，only what pleases you.
我只看你所欢喜的东西。
Then it's good to put our tongue.
那么好了，我们的舌头也放在祭坛上。
Place that on the altar.
放在祭坛上。
Oh, how many things I have said what I liked for so many years.
过去我要讲什么就讲什么。
From now on,